It's Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. Tomorrow on Film Week at 11 o'clock, we've got several horror films appropriate for Halloween weekend. We'll hear what our critics have to say about them. Also, we'll take a look at the evolution of black horror films, movies that are written by African-American writers, directed by creative African-Americans who are weaving in stories that have to do with race, with stories that terrify. Jordan Peele, of course, a prime example of that, with Get Out. And we're going to talk about what some of those the best films are, and also what we're seeing in the way of new films that incorporate African-American voices. Joining us now is candidate for the Los Angeles City Council's 10th District, Grace Yu, who is a Los Angeles attorney. The district covers Southwest Los Angeles and the historically black area of Southwest LA, like Leimert Park and Baldwin Village, also represents portions of Mid-City Los Angeles and the West Adams District. She's running against outgoing Los Angeles County Supervisor Mark Ridley Thomas, who will be joining us tomorrow. Grace Yu, thank you so much for being with us today on Air Talk.
Thank you so much for having me.
So what led you to run for this seat? You've been active in so many different community organizations and legal organizations over the years. What made you decide to run for public office?
I would say it was the corruption and the anti-democratic process within City Hall that made me say, this is wrong. This is so un-American. And, you know, you just had Kevin DeLeon on, and I saw on the inside what was happening, and I said, I can't stand this anymore. And I knew the FBI investigation was going on from 2010. I had no idea that it would take until 2020 to actually have arrests.
So what do you advocate as a way of stopping the pay-to-play culture that has existed at LA City Hall for a long time?
You know, it really got exacerbated when the city council under Eric Garcetti's watch chose to take out the word regularly. Instead of regularly updating the community plans, it was they took out the word regularly off of the city charter and just made it update. That one word made a huge impact. And so the longer it took for the community plans to be updated, the more reason council members had to say, you know what? We should make an exception. We can give special discretion here because it's been so long since there's been an updated community plan. And, you know, we can actually ensure that there is less corruption and pay to play if we actually funded the two entities that are supposed to oversee the city. That would be the city controller's office. If they were actually funded and not held to the purse strings by the city council member and the mayor.
So they'd uncover corruption if the controller's office had more latitude?
There were more audits, timely audits. And it's the same with the city ethics commissioners. That department is so underfunded that it takes 2 to 3 years before the problems that are known are rectified. So for instance, right now during campaign season, candidates can say all sorts of things that are not true, and there's no one to step up and step in. It takes 2 years after the fact, and then they get a slap on the wrist because city ethics commissioners are appointed by the same people that they're supposed to oversee, right?
I didn't mean to interrupt.
If you're appointed by a council member, it's really hard for the commissioner to say, oh, the person who appointed me did something wrong. So I would like to advocate that we had retired judges. Three of them select our ethics commissioners. And also there, the funding should not be tied by the city council. If you had an income stream, sort of like we did with the public libraries, they were always getting the short end of the stick. What we did is we said, this money is allocated to, you know, city ethics for the city controller so they can do their job. We don't need an inspector general. We don't need to create another entity within the government to oversee We just need to fund what we have properly, and then they can do the job.
We're talking with candidate for the 10th District of the Los Angeles City Council, Attorney Grace Yu. She is vying for the seat with Mark Ridley Thomas, who's outgoing Los Angeles County Supervisor, looking to return to the LA City Council in the 10th District. I want to ask you also about, and I don't mean to imply when asking this question, that this district would have to be represented by an African American, but an important part of this district is the historic center of African American culture and life in Los Angeles. How would you, as a Korean American, look to represent the voices of that portion of the district?
You know, Larry, I'm glad you asked, because I think so many people don't realize that I am the candidate who received the endorsement of Fight to Save Black LA. 12 African-American organizations that came together to really determine who is going to represent their interests best. It wasn't Mark Ridley Thomas or any other candidate. It was Grace Yu, an Asian-American woman who they trusted to do what will be right for them. So I'm so grateful for Fight to Save Black LA's endorsement. I'm not someone who goes in and says, I will pick and choose only to help whomever I feel like. I'm going to do my very best to represent everybody, regardless of their ethnicity, their religion, you know, their preference for spouse. I am definitely someone who is there for the people. And so I think when people sit and talk with me, that's what they find, that I'm just a regular person, just extremely genuine. I'm the Girl Scout, and that's why even with, you know, close to $700,000 in IE money supporting Mark, there's nothing to hit me on. I don't have any DUIs. I don't have any, you know, ridiculous things out there for them to say. So what has my opponent said? He's trying to say, I'm a Trump supporter, that I'm a Republican. I've been a lifelong Democrat. I started out my, you know, campaign volunteering for Mike Wu, for State Treasurer Kathleen Brown, for Mark Takano's Riverside mayor congressional race. I helped my professor Ron Loveridge become mayor of Riverside. You know, it's been Democrats all along, and that's what's happening.
We should mention it is a nonpartisan race, although it's typically known, of course, what the political affiliation are of the council members or of county supervisors as well. We're talking with candidate for the LA City Council's 10th District, Grace Yu. In this district, what is the most pressing issue that you see residents bringing to the council?
Oh, that is definitely affordable housing and homelessness. I say they are flip sides of the same coin. If you continue to build only luxury end and you don't build low income, very low income, and extremely low income, we're going to just continue to grow our homeless population. I'm also someone who would be an advocate for spending our money more wisely. The fact that in District 10, we're spending more than $700,000. That's right, $700,000 for one unit of housing, for permanent supportive housing, is, you know, it boggles the mind, because it doesn't cost $700,000 to build a single family residence. And yet we're talking an apartment complex, let's say 40 units, $700,000, $28 million to house 40 people. This is not the way we're going to
resolve. So what's the better option?
You know, I liked what we did back in the 40s, the city. We had a Roger Young Village down at Griffith Park, where they had, you know, the equivalent of prefabricated homes. They called them sort of huts, and they had the bare minimums, but, you know, they had running water. They had, you know, back then, not refrigerators, but ice chests. And we can have microwaves and mini refrigerators so that people can store food in there as well, but have a warm, safe place to live. And what I like about the Roger Young Village is the fact that the 5,000 people were placed into homes within 6 years. It literally shut down. right now I'm really scared that the city says our emergency shelters are for 3 years, but you know, people are like, yeah, we don't really know that that's true. It would be nice if the city would be more honest about what is going on. And I know sometimes it's because the city wants to only look at the best possible, right? Which is why our budget had deficit has increased from 200 to 400 million to 400 to 600 million. And people are saying it's actually closer to 750 million, $750 million deficit. So we're going to have to really look at the bottom line very carefully.
I want to thank you for being with us, Grace Hugh, and talking about your candidacy. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Attorney Grace Hugh, candidate for the LA City Council's 10th District, Southwest Los Angeles, West Adams, and Mid-City LA, all included in that district. Herb Wesson has represented that district. He's termed out, and he's now in a runoff for the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors seat that's being vacated by Mark Ridley Thomas, who is facing Grace Hugh in the 10th District LA City Council runoff. Got that all straight? I hope so, particularly if you live in one of those districts. You're listening to AIR Talk on 89.3 KPECC. Coming up, the latest on COVID-19 with one of our terrific infectious disease specialists, Dr. Kimberly Schreiner, will be with us in just 90 seconds.